You're listening to Spokespeople.
Hi, podcast listeners. This is Zoe.
And this is Sarah.
And we're part of the team that hosts the Spokespeople storytelling events.
This is the podcast of the true stories told live at our monthly storytelling shows in the San Francisco Bay Area.
The story you're about to hear, told by Tatiana Ushakov, comes from our March show, Starstruck, at the Agape House in San Francisco.
Enjoy!
Without any further ado, let's get started. Our first storyteller of the evening is Tatiana Ushakov. Tatiana is a New York City transplant, if you couldn't tell, and recently achieved her first small step toward assimilation. She purchased a bike. Please welcome Tatiana.
The bio is a little old. I have like some weird mental block about updating the bio. I do use my bike from time to time. Okay, so 10 years ago, I'm in New York, which is the only place I've been before this place, and I have moved into this really gorgeous, lovely apartment with strangers after a breakup, and one of my lovely new roommates is also a lesbian, and so this is great because I'm going to use her to make new lesbian friends. And new lesbian friends are important when you are a lesbian and need to find someone to sleep with that has not slept with your friends. So she's great, and she invites me to a friend of hers is putting on a L-word viewing party. Remember the L-word? So she's like, come uptown with me. We're gonna go to this girl's house. She's great. She has this huge party. She caters it. She has a lot of money. So I go and I meet a whole ton of new people, and we watch, you know, the L-word. It's all going well. I'm like talking to strangers, everything is good. And they're like, all right, after party, right? We're going downtown, we're going to a Smith's Morrissey party. I'm gonna apologize. I barely know who the Smiths are, barely know who Morrissey is. This was like not an exciting thing for me. I was just like, I'm just gonna go home. I had fun, I got drunk, I watched, you know, terrible lesbian television. And they're like, no, you have to come. You have to come because it's in a bar across the street from where you live. And I was like, oh, well, I mean, I have to, because that would be so lame to not go to the bar across the street from my apartment. So like me and like 20 other lesbians like are on the train downtown, like going downtown, basically back to where I live. And this one lesbian who's there, who has a partner and is very settled in life, has taken a like interest in me, in that like I am settled in my life and you are single and we are going to get you settled. So she's asking me all kinds of questions about like my type and like, you know, what I'm looking for and all of this stuff. And she's cool. She's great. I have a totally other story about her partner, like almost saving my life once, but that's for another time. But so she just grilling me. And we get off the train. And since we live literally across the street from the bar, we're letting everybody go upstairs and put their stuff in our apartment, so they don't have to bring it into the bar. So my roommate is taking the people who have stuff up to the apartment, and she took my stuff too. And then I'm out there with this woman and I think like two other people. And we're just sitting there talking and talking, and like my apartment building, another apartment building, and then a deli on the corner. And these like girls walk into the deli. And subsequently I found out that like Time Out New York like nominated our corner for like the hottest spot in Manhattan for 1 year, which I didn't know, and it didn't make any sense to me. But there's a lot of like clubs that aren't labeled. And there's like celebrities all the time, just everywhere all the time. But I didn't know any of this yet, right? So we're standing outside this deli, and these girls walk in, and one of the girls turns around, and this woman that I'm talking to is like, oh my God, I know that woman. And I'm like, oh, like is she a friend of yours? And she's like, no, like she's famous. And so I look, and I'm like, oh, that's Jenna Malone. So somebody knows who Jenna Malone is. So for those of you who don't know who Jenna Malone is, she was in Saved with, what's her name? The pop singer. Yes. She's also currently in The Hunger Games: Catching Fire as a really, really, really hot, psychotic, angry, axe-wielding girl. Yes, there we go. Somebody read IMDb. So I'm like, oh, that's so cool. That's Jenna Malone, right? And she's way more attractive in person. I was like, wow, Jen Malone's actually pretty cute. Cool. So she's like, you know, in there buying cigarettes or whatever she's doing with like her friends. And then she leaves and I'm like, that was cool, you know. And I'm sitting there explaining to this woman who Jenna Malone is. And everybody comes back downstairs and we head to the bar. So we cross the street and we go into this like totally unlabeled, weirdly Middle Eastern themed bar that's having this Smith's Morrissey party. And it's packed. And it's packed with like people I don't associate with. Like, I'm just like, I've never been to a party like this. It's all way too cool for me. And we walk in and like, I'm sort of looking and then I look this way and I'm like, oh, there's Chloe Sevigny. Cool. All right. You know, that makes sense. And then we keep walking and there's Jenna Malone with her friends like sitting at like a table here. So like Chloe Sevigny is on the wall. Jenna Malone has a table somehow. I don't know. So we continue further in, like there is no room to sit. Like, I don't know how Jen Malone got a table, but like we're hanging out and we're drinking. And I've already been drinking for like hours, right? Because that's how you watch the L Word. And so I'm drinking more. And then that same lesbian comes back from wherever she was, like the bathroom or something. And she's like, oh my God, oh my God. Listen, she's like, Jenna Malone is totally gay. And I'm like, what are you talking about? I was like, did you see her like making out with a girl? She's like, no, but I know that she's gay. You have to go talk to her. You have to go talk to her. She's like, you have to date her. She's like, you have to have sex with Jenna Malone. And I'm like, this is a lot of pressure. So I'm like, I'm not really good at this. Like, I don't really, and she's like, no, you have, and she's like so adamant about this. And I'm like, all right, I'm gonna need like way more alcohol. So I think, because like the memory starts to get blurry at this point, that I think she went and got me shots because this was the only way this was going to happen. And she really, really wanted this to happen. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to go over there. I was like, I have no idea what to do. Like, I just have no idea. And she's like, just go buy her a drink. Just be really chill. Go buy her a drink. She's just Jenna Malone. She's totally gay, though. It's going to be awesome. So I go over. I go like back through the bar, you know, past like Chloe Sevigny. And like there's Jenna Malone like at the table and like her friends are there and she's like talking and like having a good time. And I'm sort of doing this. Yeah. Like kind of far away. And realize that like maybe I gotta get a little closer. So I like get a little closer. And I'm like, well, this is like I'm just gonna have to like dive in, right? I'm just gonna have to do it. So I do. I like go and talk to Jenna Malone and she's polite but like I don't get any sort of vibe off of her. So I'm like, okay, that, you know, and I, you know, go back to where all my friends are. And this woman is like, oh my God, so what happened? Did you like, why are you back here? And I'm like, I don't think she's gay. And the woman's like, what do you mean? Like, she's totally like, okay, tell me exactly what you did. Word for word. So I'm like, all right, well, I went over there and like I didn't really know how to like approach the table. So I kind of like, you know, sidled up like very, very slowly and finally got to like, and then sort of like they still weren't, and then, I don't know, so I like leaned over a little bit and then like looked at Jenna Malone. She finally like turned and looked at me and I said, excuse me, I'm so sorry to interrupt, but do you need another drink? And Jenna Malone looked up at me and said, no, I'm good, thanks. And I said, cool, and I walked away. And this woman looks at me, and she, like, looks at me, and she's like, she thinks you're a fucking waiter. What the fuck is wrong with you? Have you never hit on a girl before? You just go buy her a drink. How hard is it to buy someone a drink? And she just walks away from me. And I was like, I'm never gonna have sex again. But yeah, so that was the one time I tried to hit on a celebrity, and it will never happen again.
If you like this story or would like to tell your own story, come to our next show. Go to our website, spokespl.org, for more information. You can also like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Podcast audio production by Ian Ratzer at Mercy Park Studios in San Francisco. Podcast coordination by Sarah Bars. This event was hosted by Jean Goldstein Plesser. Event coordination is by Rebecca Stevater, and event photography is by Chris Koster. Music for this production was by First You Get the Sugar.
Thanks for listening.
And hope to see you soon.